If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We're here to remind you that small business is big business and your business is our business. But my business is none ya business, and sitting in with us is Holly Clear.
We're going to talk about it.
Oh, I don't know that we should. Holly is sitting in for Angel Tussey. Angel is out in Los Angeles today with Bill Walsh. You may know him, Power Team International, America's business coach. And he is, he along with Angel, Angel's the only woman on a five-person panel of experts nationwide that are offering their insights and practical application to small business development out there in Los Angeles. Rumors have it that there's going to be like 5,000 to 7,000 people in attendance.
Wow.
It is the biggest stage event that Angel's ever been a part of. And so super proud and super excited for her and what's going
on. Good job, Angel.
Absolutely. So, Holly, you're hanging out with us. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you.
TheSocialMediaAdvisor.com. If you give a 30,000-foot view of how you help the customer.
Yes. So our customers usually say, I don't have time to post anything in social media.
Right.
I don't even really want to learn how to use it, although we can teach. But we basically tell stories for them by the use of social media, painting the picture of their culture, their personality, and their ideal clients. And so we do that through the ability of sharing status updates, teaching them how to use social privacy settings, and also custom branded images that fit their culture and personality. So it's a lot of fun. I've got a great team of people who support me, and so I can do things like this.
And you always have a smile on your face. You have a great lifestyle.
Thank you.
And I love that you're hanging out with us here. A little bit of fun during the little break that we had there.
We did have a little bit of fun. Yes, we did. So here's the thing.
What's the thing?
When you throw something out at someone, maybe like my friend Eric,
yeah,
and there's a little bit of blush that goes on the face, then you know, like, okay.
Oh, we struck something.
We struck something. And then you have to figure it out.
Yeah. No, you don't. So here's what's happening, folks. You know that I'm the resident single experience pro, right? Angel's got her husband and her family. I've been bachelor for 8 years now. And so Holly and Miss Cher, who is in our office and does the programming for the show, decided to latch on to something. I don't even know what I said, but it was something that connected a girl.
It was.
And you guys started just going crazy. Who is she? What's going on? And I don't even know what you're talking about.
So when a gentleman mentions a friend, doesn't necessarily mean girlfriend, just friend.
Sure. Right.
When he blushes, when the thought of friend comes to mind, then you have to go down the list of, okay, so
this is what happened during the commercial break, folks.
So I go, Well, Cher goes, where does she live?
And I said, who?
Who? And I said, does her name start with an A, a B, C, D,
She's using and I'm FBI going- tactics to try to get me to break, and I'm not looking at her because you have to understand, I was a world-traveling stage illusionist.
Yes.
Before you were even born, I was doing what's called cold reading. I know what you're doing. And so stop looking at me like that.
Well,
okay?
And so here's the thing, too. When you play Texas Hold'em, you can read people's tells.
Yeah.
So.
I'm a very good poker player.
Yeah, well, we should play sometime because we're actually playing right now.
You think so?
Yes.
So what do you think you know about this girl?
I think that her name starts with the first six letters of the alphabet.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Oh, damn. Oh, look what you did. I just gave you information.
You did just give me information.
You went fishing and I...
You bit, and I reeled it in. Yeah, so yes, we can easily eliminate the rest of the alphabet. So, I'm getting the glare. If you could only see it
online.
I'm
just not talking. Oh, great. listener Robert says, I'm watching.
See?
I'm not going to give any information.
I know you're not, and you haven't given me any already.
Right.
Yes, true.
Shoot.
So this is how we can have fun with Eric. See, and he wears his heart on his sleeve, and he wears his blushing on his face. So, you know, just hang out with Eric for a little while. You'll get familiar with his tells. And that's a great tool for business.
You know, it is. To be able to read people, you know, we have lots of taglines at Experience Pros, right? And,
yes.
And we call them isms and osophies, angelisms and Ericisms and angelosophies, right?
I like that.
And it is the title of a book that we are threatening to write for years. But one of those is that extreme customer service or anything in business is not rocket science. It is people science.
Yes.
If you understand how people work and what makes people tick, then you have this massive step up among people who are simply oblivious about what's going on in the marketplace or in the conversation or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to look somebody in the eye and sense beyond the surface, right, is a powerful tool. And it's also... You know, it's dangerous because you can quickly cross the line to creeper.
Yeah.
Right?
We don't want to be creepers.
Or you can unnerve people with depth that they're not ready to reveal.
Yes, which is what happened today. So with that, though, it's interesting because there's, you know, even the thought of the DISC profiles, right? D-I-S-C.
Right.
And all of the different categories. There's some overlap of the different personalities in there, but... You know, even when you're thinking about business, thinking about sales process, the DISC profile is very important in there as well because I can actually identify this numbers person isn't going to really like my shiny things. I'm going to want to talk numbers. I'm going to want to talk stats.
Being able to adapt to their personality profiles are very important. So the DISC stands for dominance, influence, steadiness, or conscientiousness,
yes.
Right? And those overlapping profiles, so the dominance, direct, results-oriented, firm, strong-willed, and forceful. And in many ways, well, let me give all the definitions, and we'll come back and talk about where I'm at and see if you can still peel apart across the layers.
All right.
And by the way, I just got one up on you.
I know that you got a text message from this person.
Actually, that's where I got one up on you. Influence, outgoing, enthusiastic, optimistic, high-spirited, and lively. Steadiness is even-tempered, accommodating, patient, humble, tactful. And then the conscientious side is analytical, reserved, precise, private, and very systematic.
Yes.
What, on that scale, what would you? What are the top two for you?
Well, I'm an IS.
You're an IS, so you're outgoing, enthusiastic, optimistic, spirited, lively, but even-tempered and patient and humble and tactful.
Yes.
When I was younger, I was a high ID. In fact, I was off the charts. I was outgoing, enthusiastic, optimistic, spirited, lively, but I was also firm and strong-willed and forceful and results-oriented.
And that was only when you were younger?
I haven't taken the DISC assessment in a very long time, but I think I crossed over a little more to like a DS, a little more even-tempered and accommodating in my older age, simply because I've been exposed to personalities, you know,
sure.
different personalities yeah. in many ways.
But you still like the shiny things, too.
I do like the shiny things.
Yeah.
And I've very rarely been, I don't think I ever even touched the C scale on the disc. I'm not analytical. I'm very rarely reserved.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because when I'm by myself, I tend to be far more reserved. I'm an introvert by myself, but in a crowd, I become the extrovert. Isn't that
That's
weird?
That's interesting, yeah.
And there's something called an ambivert that is in the middle, right? It's a millennial term that came out probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. So I would get a lot of points for that in Scrabble.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, ambivert. Mm-hmm. And since nobody knows how to spell it, just go ahead and do it whenever you want.
Yeah, I could even use the at symbol instead of an A if I wanted to.
If you can find the at symbol in Scrabble, go
yeah.
for it. Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
well,
card.
That has been fun, Holly. Thank you for joining us and hanging out with the program. Well, when we come back, we'll have more positive business talk, because that's the way we roll right here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. And you know that message that you thought I got?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't from her.
I don't know.
Back after these messages, folks. You're listening to Holly and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your networking and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Holly Clear sitting in for Angel Tassi. Angel out in Los Angeles, giving her heart and soul on stage with Bill Walsh to several thousand small business entrepreneurs. Holly, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you spend a lot of time thinking about retirement. I mean, you've gone a long ways. You're just fresh out of high school, aren't you?
Oh, you're so sweet.
Do you spend a lot of time thinking about retirement? Do you talk with your husband about those kinds of things?
You know, we have talked about it quite a bit. We've got some things in place.
Yeah.
And the big question is, you know, is that enough? I just don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be working my whole life in order to...
You know, here's the fact. Anyone on the glide path to retirement, it becomes clear that today's retirees are facing a completely different set of challenges than prior generations, right?
Yeah.
This is the first generation in which retirees are carrying mortgages and other debt into their retirement. Healthcare costs don't even get me started. And there are so many different things going on that we decided to call the expert. And our next guest is certified financial planner Ray Levitre, who is the founder and managing partner of Net Worth Advisory Group. He's also the author of 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, which is a book covering the key financial decisions that people need to make during that critical yet oft underestimated period transitioning from the workforce into the retirement zone. Ray, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
It is very nice to have you. And Holly and I are playing rock, paper, scissors as to who gets to ask you the first question. And I think Holly won. Maybe not.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for joining today, and thank you for educating people on this topic, because it's so very, very valuable. We have to have systems and different plans in place. So very much like we were just talking about, how much is enough?
How much money do we need?
Yeah, that's a great question. So if you're a boomer, you're on the cusp of retirement, you're probably going to need $500,000 to $1 million. To have just a basic, decent standard of living. If you're younger, if you're in your 30s, you're probably going to need $2-3 million by that time. And you really won't know exactly what that number is unless you do some financial planning and do a retirement projection and say, you know, here's what I need to live on, and here's how much I'm saving, and what's it going to take. But it actually takes, you know, a little bit of number crunching to get to that exact number.
Yeah, sure. And I would have to say, Ray, that I'm surprised with the conservative number that you just threw out, because honest to goodness, $1 million doesn't seem to go very far anymore. Mm. And I was thinking you were going to tell me $3-4 million. Of course, circumstances, there's when averaging. There's no no standard. But in the situation where, you know, people are living longer, medical expenses come to play, right?
Right, right, exactly. And that's where you kind of have to look at it and say, you know, again, as part of that plan, kind of look at it and say, here's what I need to cover all my base expenses. If you still have debt, what, you know, what's it going to cost for that? And then let's throw on some additional, you know, money for what it's going to cost to cover these maybe unforeseen medical. And again, put that all in the plan and, you know, see what the outcome is. Do I have enough, assuming all those curveballs, you know, are thrown at me? And it may just be that you have, you know, maybe it is you end up with, you have $1 million to start retirement. You're taking out your, you know, maybe 4% a year, so that's $40,000. You're taking out, you know, you're getting Social Security for you and your spouse. You have a pension. In that case, you know, $1 million would, in fact, probably work for a lot of people. But, again, throw on top of that maybe long-term care, maybe throw onto that some, you know, serious health problems, and that may not get the job done. So it's really, really case by case.
All right. So, Ray, let me ask you this then. If we're talking about, you know, making sure that we have enough, one of the conversations that always comes up when retirement comes up is Social Security. And when should I start taking Social Security? Now, in light of current news, I'm wondering if Social Security and the exposure of, you know, almost all of our numbers to this, it just opens itself up for theft. And if we don't have the theft concept, then we have certainly have the conversation of how much money's left in the till.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what they tell us right now is that the system is good as it is, meaning paying what it's paying currently, through about 2038, at which point if they made no changes, they would have to cut benefits to about 75% of what they are right now. So that's the worst case. Now, of course, Congress is going to have to do something in order for that not to occur, and who knows what that'll look like. So as far as when to take benefits, I have some clients who come to me at 62, which is when you is the earliest point you can start your benefits, and say, hey, we want to start it now because we don't know what's going to happen to the program. Where mathematically it may make sense if you think you're going to live a long time to actually wait as long as you can to start taking benefits, which is until age 70. And you could probably make a pretty good argument for any time between 62 and 70, depending on, you know, what you want to argue, whether it's I want to, you know, make sure that I get the most over my lifetime because I'm going to live for a long, long time, or I'll take it while I can in the form it's in right now, and I'm going to start it right at 62 for that reason.
Our guest is Ray Levitre. He is a certified financial planner and has years, decades of experience in the financial services industry. How would our listeners contact you or follow up with you, Ray, and maybe get a copy of your book, 20 Retirement Decisions That You Need to Make Right Now?
Yeah, the easiest way to contact us would just be at our website, which is networthadvice.com. To get the book, you could go to Barnes & Noble or any bookstore, Amazon.com, of course, and just pick it up there.
All right, and I love this. A final question for you then. Are we for life insurance policies, or should we cancel them and just stick with the stocks, bonds, cash flow?
Yeah, interesting question. So my suggestion would be buy life insurance for life insurance. Don't buy it as an investment, which would mean buy term insurance, and while you own term insurance, you're working, you're accumulating assets. At some point, you should get to the point where your nest egg is your life insurance. And if you die, your nest egg sustains you or your surviving spouse from then on. That would be, you know, buy life insurance, but at some point, hopefully by retirement, you no longer need it. And at which point, let it go, and your nest egg is your life insurance.
Your nest egg is your life insurance. This is good information. Ray, give that website one more time for you.
Yeah, it's networthadvice.com.
Networthadvice.com. Ray Levitre, thank you so much for joining us. Super helpful and great information.
Great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, my goodness, when coming down to the question of, you know, I'm 50 years old, and I remember when that would mean that I'm 12 years away from retirement.
Oh,
and
wow.
I simply don't buy into that. I'm nowhere near ready.
No.
And don't feel like I'm going to give that up that quickly. We'll take a quick break and be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. Holly and Eric, this is the Experience Pros Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV on your time.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions,
mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
RAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Welcome to the program. And you know, right now Angel is hanging out, and it's just talking in LA to thousands of people, and we are here in Denver, and by way of our syndication, talking to thousands of people. And Holly Clear is the glue that holds the whole thing together, hanging out with me in place of Angel. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Eric. I'm having a ball.
Absolutely. Hey, something's going on, and you may or may not be a part of it, but our next guest, Leah Ingram, who is known as the Confident Spender, has been showing people how to be smart with their money for more than a decade, helping thousands of people, starting to see a theme here, regardless of their age or income, feel good about their finances. And it is time to talk about college.
College.
Holly, you've got kids, yeah?
I do. They're in middle school.
Oh. Oh, so you prime time.
Prime
to talk
time.
About your kids going to college. Well, Leah Ingram is going to help us understand. She's a money-saving expert and a parent of two college students herself, revealing insider tricks that we all need to know in the new book, The Complete Guide to Paying for College. Save money, cut costs, and get more for your education dollar. Lee, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me.
Absolutely. This conversation sparks fear into the heart of anybody who has middle schoolers. Am I right?
Yes.
For lots of reasons. Because, oh, my God, my baby is growing up.
Right.
Two, how am I going to pay for college?
Yes.
Absolutely. So, Lee, start us off with how do we find? I know that there's money out there. There's scholarships and tuition plans and things like that. How do you find stuff like that without getting inundated by the bait and switch scams and spam accounts?
Well, the best way to go about finding scholarships is actually to start at the granular level. Start locally. So when your son or daughter is in high school, tell them to pay attention if the student council or the Key Club or the parent-teacher organization gives out scholarships. What about the local Chamber of Commerce, Rotary Club, Lions Club? There are so many ways that you can get scholarships locally, and they're not spam and they're not scams.
Sure.
And so many people think, well, it's only $500 or it's only $1,000. Well, don't discount those little scholarships because they can add up to be a lot of money. My own daughter, Jane, got a $600 scholarship from the music department at her high school. That covered her books
wow.
for two semesters
All
at
right.
college. You know, so $600 when, you know, college costs tens of thousands of dollars, people might say, nah, not worth it.
Oh,
totally
worth it.
Worth it.
Worth it, worth it. Okay, but I got a question for you because you started off by saying that we should employ or engage our prodigy in becoming a part of the solution. Let me tell you about me. When I was a kid in high school, if somebody had come to me and said, hey, I got an idea, Eric, why don't you go to your music department or your soccer department or your chess club department or your after-school department and see what you could do to help us pay for your education, I'd be like, you know what? I'm out of here. I got no time for that. am I the exception, or do good kids still exist? I mean, Jane notwithstanding.
There are tons of good kids. But you know what? You raise a really good point, and that is you have to start talking to your kids about money in general when they're little. I taught my daughters how to consign their clothes, use coupons, when they were in elementary school. And you have to, you know, people think talking about money with kids is like talking about sex. It's taboo. They don't want to deal with it. They don't know how to do it. But if you're not having these money conversations with your kids, then you get to that sophomore, you get to that junior year, and you say, look, you need to start looking for scholarships. We'll help you, but that you need to take this on. They're going to understand the family finances. They're going to understand the value of a dollar better if this isn't the first time they've heard this from you.
Our guest is Lee Ingram. She is the author of The Complete Guide to Paying for College. And it really digs deep into a lot of different topics. One of the things in your books, you're trying to convince us that there really is such a thing as free college. Lee, come on now. Come on.
How cool would that be?
There actually is free college. I have a copy of the book right here. I did not commit this to memory, so I do need to go ahead.
It's in chapter 27, page 342.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much. No, there actually is free colleges. There is a way to go to college for free. The most obvious way is you're an amazing athlete and you get an athletic scholarship, but, you know, that's one in a million. But you could go to the military route, and that is free college. The other way that you can do it is there's something called the Federal Work College Programs. And it sounds like they're work camps, but they're really not. They're legit colleges.
Really?
And they basically, you know, I'm going to have to look in my index so that I can look these up for you and talk smartly about them. They are colleges where their mantra is, you work, you contribute to the college community for the 4 years that you're here, and we'll cover the cost of college. And they are seven of them. There are two in Kentucky. There's one in Illinois, one in Missouri, one in Arkansas, one in Vermont, and one in North Carolina.
What?
So that's one of the things that you can look towards is these federal work colleges. The other thing I want to tell you about is there are scholarship and leadership programs that cover multiple schools. And the two ones that I talk about, and these also require, you know, you've got to work, you've got to volunteer your time. So two of the ones that I talk about in the book are the Stamps Family Charitable Foundation. Those started at the University of Michigan and Georgia Tech, but they are all over the place now. And then there's something called Bonner Scholars, B-O-N-N-E-R. And these are also at dozens of schools nationwide. The other thing that people should be doing is, you know, using their favorite search engine to search presidential scholar,
sure,
provost scholar, like figure out what are the terms that colleges use to talk about different scholarships and grants program, and you'll be shocked at what you bring up. And so there are actually those kinds of tips in the Complete Guide to Paying for College.
I love
it. You know, how do you do a Google search smartly? What are the programs that you should be looking for? I mean, I just, you know, gave you a very small sampling.
Sure.
In a book that's almost 300 pages.
All right. Well,
so there's lots of information like that in there.
Lee, we have about a minute and a half left here, so I want to make sure that I ask a couple, at least one more good question. And I want to also address Holly, because Holly, your kids in middle school here.
Yes.
When they get to high school, they may be interested in taking extra credits that might transfer to college credits. Lee, what are your thoughts on the pros and cons of earning college credits before graduating high school?
Sure. So there's actually, Holly, if your children's high school will offer advanced placement or AP classes or International Baccalaureate, which is IB, I highly recommend that you encourage your children to take those because, one, yes, you can earn college credits for taking those AP classes or IB classes and then taking the exam at the end of the year, but, two, having those classes on your child's transcript makes them more competitive.
Yes.
And if they apply to colleges that give out merit aid, showing that they pushed themselves in high school, they're more likely to get merit aid. Merit aid means financial aid that's given to smart kids, and they don't have to pay it back.
Wow.
That's powerful knowledge.
Absolutely.
Thank you for sharing.
The Complete Guide to Paying for College. Lee Ingram is the author of The Complete Guide to Paying for College. Where do we get a copy of the book, Lee?
You can buy the book on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com, and I'd love it if people would visit my website, leahingram.com, and click on the category Paying for College. I've got all kinds of information in there that I couldn't cover in the book or any updates from when the book was published.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us and for the wealth of valuable, like monetarily valuable information. We're grateful for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk just on the other side. We're going to wrap this thing up, put a bow on it. Holly Clear is hanging out with us, the social media advisor, thesocialmediaadvisor.com. Back after these messages.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179, NMLCconsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Investing Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel out in Los Angeles, knocking them dead as she talks about how to build your brand around radio. Excuse me. Sitting in, Holly Clear. Thank you for joining.
Oh, I'm having the ball today, Eric. This has just been so much fun. Thank you for letting me come co-host with you.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's hard to imagine, but the last 2 hours just fly.
It did.
And here's our last segment. So I want to open it up to talk about pretty much anything you want to talk about, and or we can circle back, because at the beginning of the program, we started talking about new technology and the iPhone 10.
No, we decided it's going to be the iPhone X Man.
I am the iPhone X Man.
Yeah. So it could be 10. It could be X.
You like new technology. You are, I would say that you're probably rare. You're a business owner, a businesswoman, and you dig technology.
I do. I geek out about tech. Yes, I do.
So tell me about the technology that you use in your program.
So I use, I have a PC. So, you know, I'm not necessarily the Apple girl. But I use as many apps and tech as possible. So, like, I've got the Droid, and my Android has so many apps that not only help my business, but help me just be more efficient in life. And, you know, every time something new comes out, we get it. So we have that smartwatch.
Sure.
Before the really fancy iPhone one. We've got, we had the GPS, the Nuvia GPS.
What is that?
What is a GPS?
Well, I know what GPS is, but what is a Nuvia, and how does it work?
Well, I think that was the brand, but, you know, it was like the little external, kind of like this. You stick it in your car. We had the TV in the car for the kids.
So it's like a mobile GPS device?
Mobile GPS device.
Oh, that reminds me. You do geocaching.
Yes, I do.
All right.
Yeah, so that's using million-dollar satellites to find little itsy-bitsy boxes hidden in plain sight all over the world.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Concept. So, yeah, I mean, that's super cool, too. We had the TVs in the cars.
In your office, you've got multiple screens.
I've got multiple screens. Yeah. I could not live life without my multiple screens.
Really? You use them. You spread out.
I do spread out. Actually, I really want 4 screens.
Because how many do you have now?
I have 2.
2?
Yes. So to be most efficient, I would have, I use Outlook, right? So for my email. So I would have Outlook on one, and then I would have some documents up in another. Then I'd have some browsers.
Is it because you need, you're not aging, but do you need a bigger screen for bigger fonts so that you can actually read it?
Ah, nice.
I'm asking.
Well, so, no. But it makes your work life more efficient, because if you think about how much time you spend closing windows to open up other things.
Sure.
Or resizing things so they can be side by side, when you have a variety of screens, you can actually quickly look or glance at the different areas and then just address what you need to address.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about the iPhone 10 or X.
X.
Yeah. Yes. And you know what the X stands for?
10.
Expensive.
Expensive.
But I'm going all in. I'm going to get the big one. And there's only one size, folks, but there's two models. $999 and $1,149. The difference is the storage capacity. The bottom one is 64 gigabytes of memory, and the other one is 256 gigabytes of memory.
It's pretty serious.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm definitely going to go for the big one, because I have all my smartphone life used the small one. And what that requires is a regular shuttle of information synced to your computer so that you can delete it off your phone so you can make room for the next round of stuff.
Well, so have you thought about allowing the apps to work in the background and actually upload your content on a regular basis instead of in one session?
No.
So that is an option. You can select the backup into the cloud.
Hold on right there. This is going to embarrass me. I'm afraid of the cloud.
No.
I am. Not because I use so much. I am a power user of all things technology.
Yeah.
If a computer will do 10 things, I'll make it do 14 things. It's just the way that I am. And I always have been. And with the cloud, I would become so... I'm not afraid of how it works.
Sure.
I'm not afraid of the security.
Okay.
I'm afraid of filling it up.
Oh.
And so, because I will just, boom, 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 and then all of a sudden you get a charge. Here's another $200 bill because you exceeded your bandwidth or capacity. And I'm like,
Well, so, okay.
I paid for the computer. I know how much room I've got on it. I can store stuff on my computer, and yes. I got lots of room.
Well, so, okay. So I've been in business for over 14 years.
Yeah.
And I've got all my data backed up into the cloud, right?
Right.
So I haven't even hit the point where I have to do the subscription yet. And so...
Cloud do you use?
I use a couple of different ones. I use Google,
okay.
The Google Cloud option, because right. That has a Google Photo option in there as well. So I can back up all my photos as I'm taking them.
Okay.
Same thing with videos. Which,
do you back them up and then not have them local?
I do not have them local.
Phone?
But I do have them on my external drive. So when I go to clear out my phone, I connect my drive to my computer, back them up there, but everything's already backed up to the cloud, and I know it because I go in and check often. So yeah.
Let me ask you how that works. Now you got me on a subject that I'm really interested in. All right, so here's your phone, and you take a picture of me, right?
Yes.
Does that picture stay local on your phone at all?
Yes.
It does. Okay.
Yes.
But it's also simultaneously being synced.
Yes.
To the cloud.
And I have 2 different cloud platforms that I...
Does it sync to both?
Yes.
Simultaneously?
Yes. So now it eats through your battery just a little bit.
I'd say.
But, I don't have to charge my phone more than once a day. And I have peace of mind because it is backed up. Now, here's the disadvantage.
Okay.
When I back things up,
yeah.
I don't get them printed. So where now I have to figure out, how do I do photo albums so my kids can look through pictures.
Photo albums don't exist anymore.
But I want my kids to be able to flip through pages and look through pictures, right?
Digital.
Well, what happens?
You're nearly zero paper in your office, and you want your kids to go through a photo album that doesn't exist?
There's something beautiful about reading a book and flipping through pages, and same thing with the photo album. I have a friend that is in that industry, and she says, don't let your babies become JPEGs.
Wow. Well, there's the dichotomy of the day. Holly Clear, thesocialmediaadvisor.com. Thank you for joining and sitting in for Angel today.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
So much fun. Gang, we appreciate you for tuning in. Tomorrow's Fan Bragging Friday. Let's see you there. Say something nice about somebody else in business.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.